Back to my diary. I want to write down everything that happened the night that Dio Pepe rescued us from the compound. Not that I'm likely to forget. I don't think I've ever been so scared. Mommy and I crouched down in the back of Dio Pepe's Pontiac with some sacks over us. Good thing, too, since the streets were crawling with tanks. When we got to the Italian embassy, Mundine was already there, and though Mommy had sworn that she was going to kill him, she was so pleased to see him alive and well and biting his nails that she just hugged him and kept touching his face and hair. Poor Mundine looked like he had suddenly turned from 15 to 50. His eyes glazed over with the horrible news of Papi and Tio Tony being taken away. Meanwhile, Dio Pepe and the Italian ambassador came up with a plan. Since Mundine was most at risk, being a guy, he'd stay at the embassy, as it's off-limits to the SIM if they're obeying rules anymore. But the place was so packed with refugees seeking protection, we couldn't all stay there. So Mommy and I were moved next door to the Mancini's, which is not as safe. Private residencies do not have immunity privileges. The plan is to get us all out of the country as soon as a way can be found. Meanwhile, we have to lay low, not a peep from us, as the SIM close in with their house-to-house searches. When we got to the Mancini's bedroom that first night, the Amati showed us the accommodations. "Here is the dining room," she said, pointing to her bedside table with magazines. "And here is your bedroom," she added, showing us the walk-in closet. Then crossing the narrow hallway, "Here is your bathroom, living room, patio." She was trying to make us smile. I started unpacking, and what a surprise to find my diary among my